We'll do a mic check later. I wanted to introduce myself. I'm Jimmy Chatton, and this is my first attempt at a podcast. So why am I doing this? That took a while to think about, and I went back and forth. Hey, I do many things, I like many things, can talk at length about many things. But the thing that ties it all together is, well, making things better. I took a personality test a while back, and I took it twice, with a month difference. And yeah, it pointed out that I am quite the person driven to make things better. So let's talk about that. Talk about the study and the production of making better things. But let's get back to this, why we're here today. It is the first podcast I'm making as part of my November goals to, well, get myself out there. How I make these goals is I go off of a system by Jenna Maresi, and I'm killing her name here, but I'll put a link down in the description, like her goal setting video, and you can follow along with that. I, myself, go month to month. I found that 3 months is a little too long. So I'm trying this 30 days thing, see where it goes. But after that, I have other goals this month. My goals here are podcast, about 15 minutes every week, maybe a little more. We'll see where that goes. Do more with tabletop role-playing games. That is, I spent all of October studying and learning about tabletop role-playing games. And I currently am putting together two different appendixes, or modules, better to say modules, systems for faster play without being so loose with the rules that you get something like the Stickman RPG, where you can literally do anything. Going to be visiting the Shallow Sea story I've had. I've talked about this before. Deals with Star Wars. It's pretty much my study of Star Wars, how to make it better. I put it on an alien planet, super huge planet, lots of water. It'll be a good time. But my plot, I got halfway or maybe even three quarters of the way through writing the first book of Shallow Seas, and I was like, this is garbage. So I'm gonna throw that out, redo the outline, and see where we can go from there. 2019 pictures. I have gigabytes of video and picture content, and I'm going to get those up on my social. Find me at Jimmy Chatton on Twitter and Instagram. And then, yeah, it's NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month in November, so just write more. Write more. That'll be not too bad, right? Those are my goals and how I set those up. Why I do that is because I want to be, well, as a mentor, a virtual mentor of mine, Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V would say, you need to express expertise. And the way you do that is through perception, which you can do through your actions, which is hard. You have to be really, really, really good, and other people have to realize you're really, really good and then carry you on their shoulders for other people to recognize you. So action, that's hard for perception. Or proclamation, and that's decently easy. That's just documenting what you're doing and telling people what you're doing. So that's I'm gonna take the easy route. Be a little lazy. So what you gonna do? The other part of expertise is study, because you can say you're doing things and you say you know things, but if somebody challenges you, you need to be able to talk the talk and, well, walk the walk and all that. The problem for me is that I get far too deep into studying. I absolutely adore learning. If I live to 100,000 years old, I'll have died too long, because there's always more to experience and to do, and learning is a huge part of that. So hopefully I can clamp down on that for myself and actually produce things versus just add more to the old noggin here. The benefit of doing a podcast, though, also plays to my strengths. I have, as people tell me, a decent speaking voice. So there's that. A year ago, was it in November? Actually, it was in the November quarter. I actually did try my hand at learning about voice acting. I got this mic here. I got Audacity. I learned how to put together a demo. I did a whole bunch of stuff. And I also have a whole bunch of content that I should eventually put up, which documented my learning and practicing voice acting. I do need a better stand for this mic, though. I'm looking at all the little jiggly bits of extra sound. Yeah, it plays to my strength of voice, which hopefully will make this a little bit pleasant for you. I had a lot of audio set up here with the mic, a bit of practice, so low cost, low barrier to entry. I've already made that capital investment. I'm always learning new content, and that, in turn, will make content for this podcast. What have I been learning? What's been on my mind? How can I produce something maybe educational, maybe entertaining? Consider this all entertainment until I actually get accredited and can send you a degree. But I'll always have things to talk about. Choosing what to talk about will be the hard part. But there will always be content there. And probably lastly, feeding into my strengths, is that I am compelled to make things better. And I'm also compelled to follow through. If I say I'm going to do something, I do it. Even if I didn't really mean it truthfully at the time. Most famous example is I, for 10 years, had hair down to the middle of my back. Very long hair. Donated it multiple times, so cut it back up to about shoulder length, grew it out again, donated again, over and over and over for 10 years. And all of that started was telling people, hey, I'm thinking of growing my hair out to donate it. When in reality, I was just too lazy to go get a haircut. 10 years? A little white lie? What do you know? So, yeah, compelled, voice, already made the investment, and I'm always learning, always will have content. And that is why I'm going to be doing this podcast. I'll be going over what I do in my goals. The podcast will be self-explanatory. I will talk about why I'm doing this and what seems new and novel and something that you might be able to use. Well, speaking of, take a look at the goal setting that Jenna has put together. You can find her on YouTube. And yeah, I'll be putting together a lot of stuff with what I've learned for role-playing games. Be it how to act as a game master, how to act as a player, how to act as a person interacting with other persons, how to set up games, how to add modules, how to determine what dice system is best for your players and the game you intend to run. I've covered all of that and more, and it's so much. I have a pile of papers that just, yeah, it's humbling to say the least. Also be talking about how I put together the Shallow Seas novel. That I made an outline, I edited that outline, I started writing, I wrote a lot, and now I'm going to take a step back and maybe redo it. We'll see, we'll see. So, thank you for sitting through this long, arduous, all the negative connotations podcast that is this first one. And I hope to be a little more concise next time. With that, I'm Jimmy Chatton. Thank you for coming on to the podcast. Talk to you later.